mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into our number two. Just about 20 minutes ago, John Forbes Kerry, Bush's cousin, Bush's skull and bones mate, who was a great thespian, deserves an Academy Award for the staged election, called his cousin and conceded a lot of electronic voting machine fraud's gone on. The Republicans now control most of the governorships at the states, most of the state legislatures. They now control the executive, the judicial federally, and the legislative federally, with the mega majorities in the House and Senate. So expect massive government, massive loss of liberty, massive socialism and corporate cronyism. And it doesn't matter to conservatives. They worship Arnold Schwarzenegger, who makes Bill Clinton look like Ronald Reagan. So very, very, very serious. Bev Harris is coming up. We're talking to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, I mean, the Republicans in the last 100 years, in fact, before that, they haven't had a majority like this in the Congress since the Civil War, but I'm not holding my breath. In fact, I'm just bracing for massive government expansion. We've already seen that with them having a majority, but I guess Rush Limbaugh is going to be mum on the subject.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's similar to Reagan, where he had a massive majority in 1980. And, you know, all the rhetoric was there, getting government out of people's personal lives, not sacrificing American sovereignty. But the fact is that the government grew at record levels, and Bush has even trumped that. And now we've got an article out of the Associated Press just in the last 40 minutes. Europe hopes for more amenable Bush. As President Bush edged close to election victory, France, Germany and other European countries he alienated during his first 4 years promised Wednesday to work with the new U.S. administration.
So and that's already all staged. The people that own Europe own America. They just play an elaborate good cop, bad cop game.
Well, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, they could either just acquiesce to him or they could build up this fake push for left-wing world government to save us from the evil right-wing neocons, which, you know, if they run a strong candidate, if the Democrats do in 4 years, then that fake opposition will be built, the muscle will have builded even more.
Well, so, Paul, you have been updating until 6, 7 in the morning your time, got a few hours sleep, you've updated again, you're updating right now that Kerry's conceded. You're going to get something to eat. Haven't eaten yet in the last 14 hours. Literally, folks, been working so hard. So get yourself some fish and chips over there. And then you're going to be joining us for the last 30 minutes, the last 25 minutes in the third hour for new updates as our correspondent tracking all this, doing a great job. So we'll talk to you then. Let's jam a call in right now. Bert in Ohio. Bert, how you doing today? Go ahead, Bert. You're on the air.
Yes. How you doing?
Good.
I got a question. I'm in Southern Ohio. I voted for Michael Peruca, and there's a lot of other people that did the same. We didn't get no totals at all from where the Constitution Party stands.
That's right. Masses of people voted. Masses voted Libertarian. I talked personally to hundreds of people voting Libertarian, and it didn't even show up in the local Austin race.
Yes, sir, and I'm very disgusted with that. And another point that I wanted to bring up is I play your show at the shop every day with the other guys, and we're having a discussion about the same-sex marriage bill. Wouldn't this be a doorway to have them change a lot of Constitution amendments, or is this?
Yeah, it's a doorway for a con, the flag burning, the gay marriage, all that. They know those are issues that are important to people. It's not to the globalists. Once a con opens, it's really to get rid of the 22nd Amendment for Lord Schwarzenegger.
Okay, and one other thing, last comment I'd like to make is that your callers need to discern between someone who's passionate about what they believe in and someone who exaggerates. I believe you're passionate about what you believe in, and I support you. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you. We post everything we say. We'll be back. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to make things absolutely crystal clear. I don't like John Forbes Kerry. I have been a Republican. Everybody knows that. About 6 years ago, I quit promoting the Republican Party because they're a pack of traitors. Democrats, we know what we're dealing with, a bunch of communists, a bunch of socialists. But with Republicans, they tell us they're against big government while taking our liberties, expanding government at record levels. Bush, and now this will be proved even more for you. Bush has a record in modern history, control of the House, picked up a bunch of seats, record control of the Senate, massive majority, 30-plus of the governorships of the states, 7 of the 9 members of the Supreme Court appointed by Republicans. It's a lame duck presidency, which means that Bush isn't facing re-election. We could see the repeal of Roe v. Wade. We could see the repeal of all these gun laws. We could see the 10th Amendment put back in place. We could see control of our border. We could see Bush pull out of UNESCO, which he signed back onto. We could see the end of all this corporate cronyism. You're not going to see that. You're going to, if you think the doubling in the growth of government was bad under Bush, what it was under Clinton, if you think all of this was bad, brace yourselves. It's going to get a lot worse. You're going to see the free trade area of the Americas, which is the Pan-American Union, the American Union. You're going to see the new Super Patriot Act Homeland Security expansion with the Total Information Awareness Network and the National ID Card to have a job anywhere, over every job, every economy sector. Total open borders, total amnesty. You're going to see it all, and you're going to love it, because at least you'll have that George W. sticker on your car, and you'll feel like a winner. There's no way Kerry would have gotten away with all of this. There is no way. And exit polls all over the country with this record voter turnout of Democrats and new voters show that Kerry was winning. But just like in key states where Howard Dean was winning on non-Diebold machines, he was losing by 10 points on the Diebold machines. And the owner of Diebold, based in Ohio, or Diebold, said, "We will deliver. We are committed to delivering the electoral votes to Bush." And it happened, folks. And again, we're not for Kerry. We're just stating the facts. And Kerry rolled over. It was staged at that level as well. Kerry rolled over to this, and now they're cementing the electronic voting machines that I guess in 4 years will be in 100% of the country. Joining us is Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.org, who was on Coast to Coast AM with myself, of course, last night as well. And I know she's tired, but we're honored to have her. And Bev, you've been tracking this. Good to have you on with us.
Good to be here.
What's your take on what happened?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but I so knew this was going to happen that I actually didn't even watch TV last night. I was sitting at my computer at 8:30 Pacific time launching the biggest Freedom of Information Act request blitz in history, because I knew the only way to get transparency back into the process is to use what remaining protections we have for the time being and go get those records. So
well,
if you go to blackboxvoting.org, you'll see exactly what we submitted to every single county in the United States.
Well, Kerry, about 45 minutes ago, 35 minutes ago, capitulated to his cousin Bush and of the royal bloodline. And, folks, understand, Kerry could have challenged a whole bunch of states clearly from the evidence, have the election stolen again. And he's not challenging it, Bev, showing this is staged.
He's not challenging it. I can think of one possible benign explanation for that, but it seems a little remote. I think there could possibly be a law enforcement sting going on, and I have a couple of reasons to believe that it could be. And if that's the case, there might be advantages to him conceding the race and then going there, and they just swoop in and arrest some people. Now, that's the only possible explanation.
Arrest,
I can see
too.
For it.
What are you, Bev, what are you talking about?
Well, I visited with law enforcement people on Monday, and I reported some severe situations to the, and actually I was interviewing and interviewed by the FBI and a couple of other levels of different law enforcement about some information I brought forward about hacking in through the modems, that it appeared very likely it was going to happen. And at one point, you know, Alex, I always say things here that I haven't said elsewhere anywhere publicly. At one point, it became obvious that when I was dealing at the federal level with certain law enforcement types, that they were very uncomfortable that I had given the information to some other law enforcement agencies. Now, that could be because they
Let me take a wild guess. The FBI kind of told you to shut your mouth.
Well, not exactly, but they were very concerned about what other agencies knew and clearly uncomfortable with the fact I had gone to other agencies. And that could mean they were involved in a sting and I was mucking it up, or it could mean they didn't want it out there.
They're not involved in a sting, my dear.
Well, I'm trying to think of any benign reason.
So, how many agencies you tell about this?
At least four.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the FBI that drove off the three of the black boxes from the World Trade Center with cops and firefighters watching and then declaring that there were no black boxes. And then we're talking about the same FBI that grabbed all the videos from the hotels and gas stations around the Pentagon. We're talking about the same FBI that grabbed the videotapes from Oklahoma City showing McVeigh with Arabs. We're talking about the same FBI that cooked the bomb and trained the driver in the first World Trade Center bombing. Is it that FBI we're talking about, Bev?
It is. And let me tell you, while we're speaking of curiouser and curiouser, there are some computer scientists who have put themselves forward as experts in the voting field. People will know their names. I won't say it on the air. But what's interesting to me is they knew about the extreme vulnerability of the modems 11 months ago and instead chose to divert attention over to touchscreen. And the idea that, you could go vote twice with a smart card. Well, hello, you could also dial into the central server and own the computer in 50 places at once or 500 places at
once. And there's been examples of this with major voting machine company employees who have felony backgrounds already.
We now know this can be done. And my question is, why has this not been brought forward by certain of the people who profess to be experts in the field? Because I know now that they knew. And if they knew it 11 months ago, I'm really searching for a reason that's a good reason not to tell the public last January.
Well, Bev, I'm no fan of Kerry, let's make that clear, but I am for who is elected being elected.
Exactly. I don't care. You know,
I mean, let's go over this,
if
though.
We voted for him, right.
I mean, let's go over this. Exit polls were showing him winning by large margins, and then the machines would say that he lost. And then Kerry doesn't challenge that?
It's amazing. And there are some situations where it's obvious that the machines were tampered with. Sixth District in Minnesota, we got screenshots of a situation where you had a Bush lead and then Kerry behind him, and then you had every minor candidate, including write-ins, got 8,100 and some votes. It doesn't happen that way, folks. What was happening was somebody was diverting votes over to all the minor candidates, and they didn't do it very skillfully.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got a small cadre of technicians dialing in with the codes from Langley, Virginia, and it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah, you have to clean it up later, and they have removed that from the website now, but it was officially on the Secretary of State's website, which is why you don't want to just go there and look at a page. You want to capture a screenshot when you see an anomaly. And you
want to get it
from a government agency, not a news source.
What about the Rocky Mountain News coming out the day before the election and projecting Bush as the winner and then not saying why they posted that? We have screenshots of that. And then on top of it, the Green Bay running the AP, Bush wins 3 weeks ago.
You know what, Alex? You know some things I haven't seen. I've been so much nose to the grindstone, I've missed some of these gems.
Well, there's so many.
Well, that is true, too. I mean, you know, in Philadelphia, there were 2,000 votes on the machines before the polls opened for some curious reason.
And you get a receipt when you buy a stick of bubble gum for 5 cents. When you go to the bank, you get it. But these companies say, just trust us. There can't be a record. Just shut up. Don't worry, we have lots of men in black uniforms and machine guns if you give us a problem.
Well, and remember, I'm in a county that has paper ballots, and this is my voting experience. I go, I fill out my ballot, I put it into a machine which sucks it away, and it ends up in this big black box. I kid you not, it's a big black box, which is, you know, about the size of a safe or a bank vault. And that's the last I see of that, because according to our state law, even in a recount, we can't look at that thing again.
Well, it's very important that you not be able to check the voting. It's a sign of a free country.
You know, there's only one way to get it back, folks. The officials are not going to give it back to us. We've got to go take it back. When you have a large opponent and you are a small guy, as we are fighting against a bureaucracy, the way that you win is with, I call it judo. You use the weight of your opponent against itself. In this case, the weight of a bureaucracy is in its own rules and regulations. So you exploit the rules and regulations to get as much leverage as you can before they change the rules and regulations.
Well, everybody knows it's a fraud. Everybody knows that suddenly when they put in the machines, politicians don't care what the people think or say anymore. The arrogance is rising. The tyranny is growing. When we get back, Bev, I want to talk about solutions, ways to remove electronic voting machines, ways to stop this cascade of the machines being federally paid for at the state level. And then we'll let you go after the next segment, and we'll go to everybody's calls. Everybody stay with us. We're talking to Bev Harris, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. Her websites, LightBoxVoting.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
White House officials, from card to rug and all over TV, print media, saying, thanks for the gift, Bin Laden. Oh, we want people to think about terror for this election. Well, yeah, we're going to be terrorized by this police state, whether John Kerry or George Bush won. Coming up in the next segment, we'll go directly to Ron and John and Fred and Alan and everybody else. A lot of calls from Ohio today. Kerry, of course, about an hour ago, capitulated to Lord Bush and said, yes, you are der Fuhrer, but not fighting very hard, despite all the evidence of election fraud. But Bev Harris, is not the best way to fight this, to continue to educate people about the electronic voting machines and show people the evidence of fraud, and then to have, at the state and county and city level, petitions, handwritten petitions, to then demand a paper ballot recall of the electronic voting machines, to then have them removed? Because if we don't stop this, it's over for this country. How do you see us getting these things removed?
Well, my approach to getting them removed is going to focus on two things: proving machine fraud, which we need, and we can do that when we get the FOIA request, the Freedom of Information request. We got just one in the last week, and it showed fraud. I mean, hello. And then we can prove that the machines are fraudulent, and the other aspect of it is proving that there was collusion and racketeering among some of the people who pushed these machines into being. I think the American people and even the Congress and the public officials who've refused to be cooperative with reform are going to have a hard time justifying, defending a system that was put into place in an illicit way.
Everybody I talk to, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Constitution Party, Green Party, everybody hates these machines, knows that there should be a record, knows they're involved in fraud, but by the time it hits the nightly news, there's been a few problems, but don't worry, the feds are fixing it. It's the feds that engineered this thing with a handful of companies.
That's the funny thing. It's like, I knew it was going to be, oh, well, everything went well. There was a few glitches here and there. It was easy and fun to vote.
Contrary to what the naysayers said.
Yes. Well, and the truth is, and I've been saying this, I said this last week on your show, the truth is you're not going to know if the machine counted remotely correctly until you do at least a minimal amount of auditing, and they haven't done any of it yet because the procedures for auditing don't even kick in until the 3rd through the 12th of November.
And Kerry is not even challenging it. He's just capitulating.
That's amazing to me that he capitulated. There's really no excuse for it because he knew. And I can tell you that he has had Black Box Voting, the book, handed to him personally repeatedly. He has no reason not to know. And he was looking every way but at these machines. He did nothing whatsoever to address procedures to solve this ahead of time.
Bev, they're cousins. They're members of a 15 member each year intelligence organization. They swear an oath to each other. It was a staged event. It's like when a boxer takes a dive. I mean, I knew when Bush said, I'm not going to lose, and you know, that same arrogance, just total confidence.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you know, how confident was I that that was going to happen? Like I say, I didn't even turn the TV on. I knew I was working on the next step already because, and then people came in and said, well, this happened, and they were shocked and dismayed, and I'm like, good, you know what? We just sent out 3,000 FOIA requests. We are going to get it to the bottom of this. It isn't going to happen from officials taking this. The public has to help with this. And we have, remember, we own our records. Now, it's very interesting to see what the public officials are doing because, of course, they all received these records requests right in the middle of last night. You can't file it until there is a record to request. Well, the state of Minnesota has already said they're going to drag their feet as long as possible and delay as long as possible, giving us the records that we're entitled to by law.
Yeah, so months from now, it'll be a minor footnote in a few papers. Okay, it was all fraud, so what?
Well, not if I can help it.
Bev, I mean, certainly you can see the new arrogance of government across the board. Wherever these machines go in, suddenly politicians who cared what the people thought literally laugh at us. In the case of toll roads, record toll roads to go on with transponders, 90%+ in the cities where this is going in Texas are against it, and the politicians literally laugh at us.
Well, yeah, if you don't have to worry about being voted out of office, then you don't have to do anything anyone wants you to at all. And we are seeing signs of this where people just don't pay any attention at all, no matter how many people. I was at a town meeting where 196 of 200 people believed one way, and the public officials just shrugged their shoulders.
Bev Harris, thanks for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
We're about to go straight to your calls and cover news for the balance of the broadcast as we reach the halfway point here, 33 and a half minutes after the hour on this November 3rd, 2004 edition. Let me just state the facts of the case right now. While conservatives listening out there are running around giddy with themselves, associating their personal power with George Bush, who they believe is a born-again Christian, I judge a tree by its fruits. Implantable microchips being approved, federal plans to put transponders in all cars, attacks and traces going forward, the official federal plan, totally open borders, signing on to UNESCO and the UN, quadrupling forced abortion funding while cutting some other abortion funding and lying to you saying they're against it, saying they're for assault weapons bans, saying they're for the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which is the Pan-American Union, the counterpart of the EU. All of this is happening. Massive growth in government, not just military spending, but Department of Education, transportation. The Republicans now have the biggest majority since after the Civil War. Of the House, the Senate, that's the legislative, of the executive, not just at the federal level, but in the states, the majority of the governors, a hearty majority, and the judicial, seven of the nine members. Bush is now going to get to appoint at least one new Supreme Courter, and probably two. Several slated to retire in the next couple of years, and it's only going to get worse. You watch. You mark my words. And you're not going to care, a lot of you, because Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Michael Wiener and all of them are going to keep you in the dark. The Ann Coulters of the world. Because you think they're real conservatives, and they're not. And I am horrified at this prospect. I'd be horrified if John Kerry was in, but at least I would know the conservatives would start waking up, and we could at least get them to admit we had an enemy. There's massive evidence of election fraud, exit polls showing Kerry winning in a bunch of states, but the electronic voting machine saying the opposite. Just so much here. But I challenge you. Where is the repeal of Roe v. Wade? Where's the repeal of gun laws? Where is the control of the border? Now, why is Homeland Security being sent out to toy stores in small towns to harass people selling Rubik's Cube knockoffs that aren't even illegal? Because Homeland Security told her and told the Associated Press, we are over everything, every facet of your life. So now you watch. They're going to say, we have a mandate for the National ID Card, the Total Information Awareness Network, for Patriot Act 2, for open borders, for all of it. Let's go to the calls. Ron in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Tell a lie, make it big, repeat it often, and most of the people will believe it. This is what we've seen in this campaign. This seems to be the Republican Party motto. We're headed for another police state, just like or even worse police state, which Oklahoma leads the way. And massive poverty in this country. The poor are going to get poorer. Our insurance, these taxes are going to go up. Income's going to go down.
The dollar's going down in value. Oil's exploding in prices. And they say, we don't care if 90-plus percent of you are against something. We've got electronic voting machines in. And go ahead and try to riot. We've just militarized the police and built internment centers.
Alex, we had a 12-year-old kid drug out of school here last Friday. For possessing a magic marker in class. He was doing his homework with a magic marker. It's illegal for a minor to possess a magic marker.
No, I know. Everything's a crime. You write the word gun in an essay. I mean, I remember writing essays about cowboys and Indians or whatever in the seventh grade. Nobody looked at it wrong, but now it's thought crime, forced psychological testing, forced drugging. I mean, this is hell on earth, and the Republicans are so caught up in George Bush defeated John Kerry, they don't understand. These guys were on the same page.
Alex, this kid was arrested, drugged to detention. His parents faced a $750 fine. Oklahoma's a poor state. We have one of the highest tax loads in the country. Yet we're number 38th in income, and they're hitting people with things like this. It's nonsense.
Valedictorians have graduated. They're going to graduation. They're putting on a graduation party. And they have plastic knives, you know, the little plastic Dixie sets you buy with the knives, the forks, the spoons. And they're arrested. They're federally charged. A weapon on school, plastic, knife. I mean, this is the new freedom, folks. Prisons for all of you. The economy shifting over into this. They're quietly training people that homeschoolers are terrorists. And you're sitting there thinking all this is for Muslims. Let me tell you, it isn't.
It's not just for Muslims. Alex, we have other crazy police state laws here in Oklahoma. If you have to buy pain medication, you have to sign for it. So if you're a caregiver that has health problems and taking care of family members that have health problems, you're not automatically on their hit list. They're going to be all over you.
10 states, when you buy any type of cold medicine, make you swipe your ID card, which is already the national ID card. Now they're just getting around to telling us, under federal specs. And it's getting us ready for this.
Who started that?
I know they have.
These government employees want to sit on their backsides and look at their computers and control our lives. It's these public employees unions, for one thing, and it's getting worse.
And put false data under the new national ID card. Hundreds of private databases with all this information, credit, you name it, are going to be put into there. And if you've got bad credit, folks, you can't have a job. They're going to make you go sign up a few hours a week, 10 hours a week, through a federal program working for a private corporation. You're not even paid. Then they pay off your debt to allow you to have other jobs. It's going to be debtor prisons.
We're being terrorized And so many of these people haven't the foggiest idea what's going on or what's coming. If the Republican, if Rush Limbaugh had come out and supported Satan for president, and Satan had come out against gay marriage, he could have been elected, especially in Oklahoma. This is how twisted and distorted these people are.
And again,
I think he was elected.
And again, the gay marriage thing is a serious issue for us, but for the globalists, it's a red herring distraction, and they're going to have a con over that, and they're going to repeal the 22nd Amendment, and we're going to get somebody who poses for homosexual porno mags, who says he admires Hitler, wants to be a dictator, and hates the N-word, hates black people, and they're going to cry and worship him and love him because they have no morals. It's all about labels.
Well, who was behind this gay marriage issue anyway? Karl Rove?
Yes.
Makes sense to me. Alex, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thank you. And Bush says that the outsourcing of jobs is our number one export. He said it was good. Hamburger jobs, they want to change it to where that's considered an industrial, high-quality, lower-middle-class job. It isn't, folks. Again, they control everything now. Now, let's see them slow the growth of government, repeal some of this stuff. Oh, no. First thing on the agenda in the new year, Pan-American Union. And 98% of people don't even know what that is. It's like the Europeans didn't know what the European Economic Community was until somebody said, oh, by the way, you don't have any rights anymore. All this is going on. The Republicans and Democrats voting together. We got a Republican Governor Rick Perry here under the Fed's control. The nation has 7,000 miles of toll roads. We're going to have 6,000 in Texas alone. You're going to have a transponder in your car. And 90-plus percent of people in Texas are against it. And they just laugh at you and say, go ahead and try to vote us out. They actually laugh at us. Because they know. They go ahead and riot. We got cops in black helmets and black ski masks who will kill you. You understand? And they want their paycheck, and they'll do whatever they're told. We're getting rid of your country. We're going to forcibly psychologically test you. We're going to have national compulsory service. And I hope you enjoy it. Well, we're the people, and we don't have to go along with this, and we're not going to go along with it. So again, conservatives, you're not real conservatives. And I predict you're going to sit there and worship big government and loss of freedom, because there'll be little stage fights between the Republicans and Democrats to fool you. While your eyes on that fake ball, all the real stuff's going to be happening. And the Republicans run everything now. Everything. Everything. And the age of big government is just begun. As Ron Paul said in his neocon speech last year. We got to get him on to talk about this. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred. No, actually it's John Ohio, then Fred, Allen, and others. Go ahead, John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about how Kerry has thrown the election to Bush deliberately and how he's covered up, as Bev Harris said, what he knows about black box rigged voting and the war. But personally, first I just want to say that I was forced to vote for Badnarik of the Libertarian Party, even though I only agree with them on their anti-police state and anti-war positions. I would have voted for the Workers' Org or some other leftist party, but they were not allowed on the ballot. But it's incredible to me that Kerry is not going after this. I was reading, for instance, how he suppressed what he knew full well about Bush's lies in the months and years leading up to the war on the mildly liberal commondreams.org website. Stephen Zunes had led delegations of people from former CI, former State Department weapons inspectors in the months leading up to the war that proved that Bush was lying in all of his phony pretext to attack a war, to attack Iraq unprovoked. And he completely shut these people out. He didn't want to hear from anybody who contradicted Bush's lies setting us up for this war. And to me, this was this particular website is actually critical supportive of Kerry, just mildly liberal. And this Stephen Zunes said he gave him all the documentation, and he didn't want to hear any of it. This lends credibility to the fact that this was a staged operation here, because most of the people oppose the war at this point, according to the polls. And 67% in a Council on Foreign Relations poll, the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations, want the United States to get out if the Iraqi people want us out. So he could have galvanized tremendous support around this. And this black box voting scandal is ridiculous, because here, and for instance, the populist in Venezuela was criticized by our media for using some actually very secure, with total paper trail verification machines.
Yeah, they said, oh, you can't trust those machines, and they even had a record, but oh, here.
Yeah, and in this country, they whitewash it and allow it to completely pass. I mean, it's an outrage. You've got a company that led by billionaire Republicans who contribute to Bush millions of dollars and say they want to deliver the vote to Bush, a totally private operation, totally a conflict of interest.
John, let me stop you for a minute. And you say Bush's lies. Bush is a puppet just like Kerry, and the whole left-right paradigm is a fraud, and you're going to see an explosion in the size of government under Bush, and you would have seen the same thing under Kerry, and so your whole bleeding heart, you know, motorcycle diary ideas just doesn't hold water, John.
I don't support Kerry. That's the whole point I'm saying here. I'm saying that he's he would have
Hey, John, it is not my opinion. The big banks funded and created communism to get people back into feudalism, and well-meaning, bleeding hearts like you bought into it. Now we've socialized the wealth. It's being fascistically transferred to the big banks. Look at Russia, look at China, look everywhere else. Communism, socialism doesn't lead to communism. It leads to fascism. That's how it's designed. Thanks for the call. And until you guys get the real political science in your brains, it's only going to get worse. I'm happy to say most socialists are waking up and becoming freedom lovers and are out buying guns and waking up. But unfortunately, John, you've been calling for years, and there's no way to wake you up. And I'm sad to hear it. Let's go ahead, but I do appreciate your call. Let's talk to Fred in Arkansas. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm not too well.
I understand that. I've got one thing I'd like to say and three questions real quick.
By the way, I'd be saying I wasn't doing too well if Kerry won.
Well, no, I don't agree with that. Number one, I think you're doing – I have all your videos.
Well, thank you.
And we do pass them around, and we've had a very positive experience with that, especially with the 911, the Road to Tyranny. And we have had people actually watch it twice in one evening.
Well, that's $5.95 now. When you buy one DVD for $24.95, almost 3 hours long, each additional copy, $5.95, I hope you'll buy a whole bunch of them and give them as gifts, listeners, but go ahead.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Thank you. And I love your passion. I know some days you have really, really, I listened to a tape that you did a couple weeks ago, and you're almost in tears, and I love your passion. Number one.
Well, I got a family that lives in this country.
I understand that.
You know, I love America.
But I love your passion.
But quite frankly, I'm going to stay here. But the next few years, I may send my family out of this place.
I think that's a good idea.
I may put them in the escape pod.
I agree. I agree with that. There's a lot of countries out there that we can go to. Number one, I was curious about how the Liberation Party did. Number two, I was curious about your predictions about martial law. And number three, I believe, this is not a criticism. Don't take this wrong. You are a communicator. And you have communicated to us things. Now, what is our action? And according to direction, the things in the Declaration of Independence, we have a moral obligation to resist tyranny. And so I was just thought, other than information, which is your calling, for us out here, how do we resist that tyranny?
Well, I would pick an issue or two and then start your own organization and fight that. I would really fight the electronic voting machines. That's the star in their crown, the crown jewel, the center of the headpiece. There's so many issues. I would mainly wake up the so-called conservatives who were totally asleep at the switch as this country is being shut down right in front of us, and they're busy going, John Kerry's going to get us. They did get us, you know, the exact same policies, and it really is information. You know, the Army War College will tell you 90% of this is psychological warfare. So that's it's information.
Well, what do you feel? Are you still standing behind what you felt about the martial law?
We're in martial law.
I understand that, but it's not enforced.
Well, it's what increment of martial law? I mean, they've set up the mechanisms. There's this abusive atmosphere. We're doing this for your own good. Shut up. They're putting in the control grid.
You don't think it's going to be over at this time?
Well, you were saying my prediction. What did you think my prediction was?
Well, I heard the other day, several weeks ago, where you said that after the election that we were going to enter into martial law.
No, what I said was the White House said there would be terror attacks, and I said I never said that. They're saying it. We have those articles posted. And then I said, I think you're going to see terror attacks after the election. And then I think you're going to see all of the police state unfold from that point on.
Absolutely. And when we come back after the break, I'll hang up now. Just tell me how the Liberation Party did.
Libertarians?
Yeah, Libertarians.
Okay, sure. Good call. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In a bloody war.
All in bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades.
Yeah, we're not free today now because people turned into jellyfish.
Thanks.
Who listen to rhetoric instead of actions.
We're free.
That's why government's getting so arrogant. You know, during the break, I walked out of my broadcast office and looked at a news article from 6-7 months ago that was just sitting there on the table that I had left alone, and it was Dick Cheney and Anthony Scalia on a duck hunting trip the week before Scalia was going to hear the case of Cheney's secret documents in the oil fields. That's a federal crime, folks. You know, imagine in cases if the defendant is duck hunting the week before with the judge, you know, flying around on the defendant's jet. But they just, it's another example. It's just criminality everywhere. We've got $1.2 trillion missing out of the Pentagon in the last 9 years under Bush and Clinton. No investigation, no nothing. We've got wholesale corruption, deindustrialization taking place. They're creating a Pan-American Union right in front of us. They're openly dismantling the Bill of Rights, openly bringing out a national ID card. And now the Republicans run everything with super majorities at the state legislatures, with the governors, federally, in all three branches. And it's going to get worse. And you know what? I'm going to be the evil liberal because I'm against it. I understand that. It must feel good to just go to sleep and lie to yourself and not care about your children's futures. And I'm not talking to our general listeners. I'm talking to those few out there, you know, that email me that won't call the show who call me a liberal. I'm so sad for this country. You know, why are you sad? Bush won. I'd be sad if Kerry was in there. I'm sad about this staged election. That's why I made American Dictators. That's why I documented how the policies are identical. That's why this film is now more important after the election than it was before the election. You need to get it. You need to make copies of it. You need to educate everybody. It gets into the electronic voting machines, into the police state, into 9/11, into these guys' Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, how they're cousins. The film's 115 minutes long on DVD. Each additional copy is only $5.95 when you buy one for $19.95. Go buy 5-10 copies. Give them as gifts to people. I've got the 9/11 Inside Job Special. My two 9/11 films, Eric Husser's 9/11 video, George Chomper's 9/11 video, 4 videos. What is that? 9.5 hours of video. 2 books. Over 550 pages. Actually, with that deal, it's 1 book, 330 pages. So 4 videos in 1 book, $59.95. Then the 2 books, the book I wrote, the book Paul wrote, for $19.95, it's a $12 discount. I don't know if we posted this yet, but I'm just going to give my bumper stickers away for free. You'll just pay for the shipping. I just want to get the information out, people. And it's up to you to get the films and to make copies of the videos I produce and to get them out. It's unstoppable when you take action. 90% of those that see the films wake up. So call toll-free to get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. Call right now. Ask about the different titles, the different specials. 1-888-253-3139. By the way, that deal where you buy one copy of American Dictators, that also now goes when you buy one copy of 9/11 The Road to Tyranny for $24.95, because it's almost 3 hours. Each additional is $5.95. So buy 5-10 copies of that. 2 copies of it, whatever. 1-888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, sign up, and you can watch all the videos, the weekly reports, and the books, and all of it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Third hour of your calls, ton of news, straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.